The gospel of today tells us about the encounter between our Lord, the Herodians, and the Pharisees. And for us to understand the reason, the intention, and the trick behind the question which the Herodians and the Pharisees presented to our Lord in the gospel of today, let us first of all look at the background, the identities, and the characters of these two groups. Who were the Herodians and the Pharisees? The Herodians, unlike the Pharisees, were not a religious sect. They were not a religious school. They were simply a political party. Outwardly, they were friends of Caesar and the Roman authorities. Although they were not Romans, they favored the house of Herod as the occupant of the Jewish throne. They submitted themselves to the pagan authority and willingly paid taxes to Caesar. Now, who were the Pharisees? Unlike the Herodians, the Pharisees were a religious sect among the Jews. They opposed Jesus in order to retain their power. They considered themselves as being righteous and looked down on others as sinners. They were Puritans concerning the law and the Jewish tradition. They refused to recognize any authority to Rome. They were not friends of Caesar. They were not friends of the Roman authorities. Although they paid taxes to Caesar, they did that in protest. These two groups had opposing views concerning Caesar and the Roman authorities. They were not friends. In fact, they were enemies. Surprisingly, the gospel of today tells us that these two enemies came together and presented a tricky question to Jesus. And the question says, is it lawful to pay census tax to Caesar or not? Confer the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22, verses 16 to 18. Now, the trick behind this question is this. If Jesus answered, no, don't pay taxes to Caesar, then he would fall into the trap of the Herodians, who will now hand him over to the Roman authorities and claim that Jesus was planning against the Roman government. That Jesus is planning something against the government of the day, the Roman government, who were ruling the Jews by that time. And if Jesus answered, pay taxes to Caesar, then Jesus would fall into the trap of the Pharisees, who were not friends of Caesar and the Roman authorities. And they would tell the Jews that Jesus was not the Messiah. Because the Messiah should not be against his own people. The Jews, the Pharisees and the Jews, saw themselves as being in bondage under the government of Rome. So whichever side, if Jesus answered, no, don't pay taxes to Caesar, the Herodians will hand him over to the Roman authorities and accuse him of organizing a revolution. If Jesus answered, pay taxes to Caesar, then he will become enemies. He will become enemy of the Pharisees, an enemy of the Jews. Now, how did Jesus answer the question? He says, give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God. Compare the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 22, verses 21 to 22. Now, how can we interpret this answer that Jesus gave to the question of the Herodians and the Pharisees? How can we interpret that? Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar could be interpreted this way. Every soul must be submissive to a lawful or lawful authorities. Every soul must be submissive to lawful authorities. The underlying word there is lawful. Not every authority, but a lawful one. Because every authority, every good authority comes from God. Confer Romans 13 verse 1. And what lessons can we draw from this encounter between our Lord, the Herodians, and the Pharisees? The question one should ask here is, why did the Pharisees hate Jesus so much? One of the reasons why the Pharisees hated Jesus so much was because Jesus consistently exposed the hypocrisy and the inconsistencies of the Pharisees. The Pharisees were supposed to set the moral standard for the people. After all, they were regarded as teachers and leaders of the people. They were celebrated as people who are wise, who were wise, and people who were virtuous. But Jesus consistently showed the Pharisees that their demonstrations of virtue were only external. And the Pharisees didn't like that. And because of that, they hated Jesus. Now, how do we handle people when they are aggressive towards us? When they show hatred towards us, how do we handle them? Let us handle them like Jesus handled the Herodians and the Pharisees in the Gospel of today, with love and patience. Now we conclude by saying this. Good days give happiness. Bad days give experience. And worst days give lessons. And best days give good memories. Anger is bad. Dump it. Love is good. Show it. And life is a big gift from God. Appreciate it and live it well.